Charms blog, Monday, March 7th, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharm from sharmamiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Hey everybody, it's me again, and we're at the start of another long week. Long this time because next week's spring break for me, so I know this week's going to take forever to get through, but that's okay. Well, I'm trying something different today. I'm going to take a different way to commute. I actually left a little bit late this morning. My sister's not feeling too well, so she's staying home, and I was talking to my mom before I left because she's staying home to take care of her today, but I figured I'll take the parkway, the Riverside Parkway, to get in the office instead of taking the normal back roads. That way I don't run into school traffic and all that good stuff. I want to see if this actually, going this way, cuts off any time off my commute in the morning. I have some show notes, as usual, because I've been trying to keep up with that the last couple shows. Just some things that I wanted to talk about. Not that lengthy at all. I didn't plan out that many different things. And I figured I would just see what pops up in my mind. But the first thing I wanted to comment on is I got a lot of positive feedback in response to my last couple podcasts and just the blog posts that I made to go along with them. I was asking questions to my listeners about what they preferred. Things like listing my podcasts on openpodcast.org, which I actually, a lot of people thought that was a good idea. And they said, you know, if it wasn't for openpodcast.org, they probably wouldn't have found out about my show. And they said to keep it up, keep putting it up there. They think it's interesting enough content. It's not something that they would complain about, you know, downloading every day. You know, the 400 some people who are subscribed to openpodcast.org. So I was glad to hear about that. And then the other thing I got feedback on too was tried out some sound effects processing, noise removal to be specific. And to try to filter out some of the background noise that my car makes as I'm driving along. But you know what? And when I listened to it again, I was like, you know, I don't really like the fact that it was silenced as well, because it adds a lot of echo to the recordings. The more you try to take out, the more it sort of echoes. And I'm not any expert on sound, audio recording, things like that. But that's what was happening. It was giving a lot of echo and feedback when I did that, so, and some parts of the sound were quite distorted. So I said to myself, no, Charm, you're not going to do it that way anymore. And not only that, but a lot of people ended up replying back, and they were like, no, you know, I really like being able to hear the car in the background. It adds a sense of uniqueness and personality to the show, and, you know, helps people remember that, you know, oh, this guy is recording it on his way into work, and not just me saying that, and really recording it at home, so. And you know what? Feedback like that is even better, because that means I spend less time when I get into work doing my post-production processing and stuff like that. Ooh, look at the sun. So I was really glad to hear things like that people were saying about my show, because it does take a lot of time to, you know, playing around with it. I mean, your sound quality can sound different from day to day depending on what side of my shirt I wear the lapel mic on, things like that. I mean, there's always certain slight adjustments that have to be made in order to get, you know, the best sounding audio quality out. And you know, I would say my setup is pretty fancy for recording from the car. I mean, I do have my laptop sitting alongside me. I'm using Adobe Audition 1.5 as we speak. That's what I'm recording directly to. I'm recording through a Griffin iMic USB adapter, and I'm using a Griffin lapel mic, so I would say that my setup is pretty fancy. I mean, I know I'm not using a fancy Shure microphone, but I think it's good enough. It's a lot better than how I started. If you all remember, if you were back with me on day one of the podcast, which I believe was February 7th, could have been February 9th, I was just using my iPod in my car with the Griffin iTalk, which is a little clip-on module that goes on the top of it to record, and you all remember how horrible that first episode came out. Well, if you've been listening, I certainly remember how bad it was, so a lot of things have changed for the better since then, and I'm glad, too. You know, I finally found a setup that was working for me, something I like, something that was, you know, fairly, I mean, at this point, the setup that I've got, although, you know, it is tedious to bring a laptop with me in the car. Oh, sorry, I had my stereo on, and sorry. my stereo was running in the car on the aux input setting, and my iPod's not plugged into it, so I was getting a bunch of background static. So, sorry if you picked that up in the first couple minutes of the show. But, yeah, I mean, I finally found a setup that works out good for me. I can do these recordings in the car, get in the office. All I have to do is insert my intro and my outro and split up the part where I record today's date with the actual show and just sort of rearrange the tracks a little bit, export it, do my ID3 tags, and I upload, and I mean, that's pretty much it. I just put a quick blurb about it, and I also email a copy to openpodcast.org to get it up in their directory as well. So, I mean, I've gotten it down to an art almost, because I'm doing it, you know, I do this every day of the week. It's not like some podcasts that come to you, you know, every couple of days. I've done this every day of the week for the most part. So, you know, you have to, if you're going to commit to doing something and you're going to say that you're going to do it on a daily basis, you pretty much have to stick to doing it on a daily basis. And I've learned that from past experience and from what a lot of other people have told me as well. I mean, there's no sense in trying to promise listeners that, you know, this is a daily podcast, commute cast, and then, you know, not do it every day. And of course there are legitimate reasons for why some days you wouldn't be able to record one, and of course, you know, it's the expectation that the listeners would be acceptant of that, but I've yet to really, I mean, other than some days where we've had pretty bad snow and I haven't left for work, but then I've done recordings from home to make up for it, so that's been all good. A few other things blog related. I found this awesome site that I fell in love with, you know, because it seems back in the day, like 2-3 years ago when I used to run websites, a popular site, and webmasters who listen to my show or web designers will know what I'm talking about, but we used to be big into linking to other websites using 88x31 pixel buttons that we used to throw on our websites. But it seems that within the past year or so, the trend has shifted from 88x31 buttons, and we used to use them a lot for affiliates and partner websites of our own, and we would just slap them up there, like in a link section. But the trend has seemed to shifted from the 88x31 pixel buttons over to an 80x15. Is it 80x15 or 80x10? I forget which it is. Pixel buttons. And not only that, but they're using, you know, that silk screen font to make it look very, you know, pixely, I guess you could say. So I found out this cool site by Taylor McKnight, and I totally forget the link, but if you go under my blog and there's a link that says steal these buttons and you click that, then you can get to the site. And what it is it's a huge, like, organized directory of all these different categories of these buttons. I mean, there's obviously ones that link to different websites that are actually out there, but there's also ones that have, like, funny sayings and stuff, like, you know, I got the ones that are, like, 100% nerd, 100% geek, you know. So, I'm trying to think off the top of my head what some of my other ones were. Yeah, there's some pretty funny ones, so I would check it out. So, I just sort of had fun going through and putting a ton of those on my website. I probably went a little bit too obsessive with that, but let me know what you think, and check out the website at least. I might as well give some credit. Since I, you know, stole all those buttons, but I figure you can check that out. So I think that's enough about talking about my own blog and website. A couple other things to talk about. The weather today is going to be gorgeous outside. They're calling for a high of 65, I think. I mean, if you listen to this on a daily basis, you can see just how much the weather fluctuates in Northern Virginia. I mean, just last week we were having, you know, snow and ice and stuff like that, and now we're, you know, high of 65, sunny, clear skies. I'm loving it, you know. Sorry, this road I'm driving on is, like, filled with potholes. Let's see if I can get around this one guy so I can get out of this lane. I need to be in the right lane anyways. Bear with me for a second. Okay. Ah, much better. See, this is why I didn't like taking this way into work, and this is why I changed over to the... get another lane over. Okay, chaos is done with. I had to, like, sort of merge over from another street onto this next street, and it's, like, 3 lanes long, and the far left lane was covered in potholes, so And I needed to get over to the far right lane to make this next turn. So I was like, oh, shit. I need to move out of the pothole lane and get over to this one. So, but I was saying today's high is 60. It says it's 49 degrees out today. I mean, this is the first day in a while, besides yesterday. Yesterday was beautiful, too, that my car didn't say icy on it. Like, the little gauge reads out. I guess whenever you go under 40 degrees, it says icy. And it's the first day that it hasn't said that. So I'm like, yay, sign of spring. The only thing that I hate about spring is the initial rush of the pollen falling all over the place. And, you know, green cars and... That part sucks. But that's okay, I'll deal with that. Yeah, you know, taking the parkway definitely does save a lot of time. Because I left the house at, like, 7:37, and it's only 7:50, and I'm probably, like, 5 minutes away from the office. So, I started following my mom taking that cut through, because back when it was snowing, so I didn't have to, like, turn out of my neighborhood and make a left. It's confusing to describe the way to turn out of my neighborhood, but, there's no traffic light or anything, so it's sometimes hard to make a left during rush hour traffic because there's so many cars going in each direction, so you can't really exactly make it out that easily. But, so that's why we just made, especially when it was snowing and stuff, and there was a lot of snow in the median, just made a right at that light, or not at the light, I just said there was no light, made a right at the turn and then got out that way. Took the elementary school, but I'm not that far from work at all. Which is good, because I didn't really write down that many different things to talk about. The last thing I wanted to mention, though, is a little rant about Lowe's, the hardware store. We went in 2 weeks ago, my parents, to purchase new appliances for the kitchen. We ordered a new stove. It's a pretty cool one. It's got the flat top range, like the one that it doesn't have, like, the old stoves used to have, like, grills for all the heaters and stuff. To the sun. Used to have little grills for the stovetop, but this one's just a flat one, and when you turn on the stove, like, you see, like, there's little circles on there, like, so you know where to put the pans, but as soon as you turn it on, like, it starts pulsating red, like, little red LEDs underneath of it. It's really, really cool. And we got, like, we used to have two ovens, like, one used to sit on top of the other, but now we got a microwave fits in that slot, and they're nice appliances. They're, like, black and stainless steel surfaces, so they're pretty cool looking. But we also ordered a new refrigerator and freezer that, you know, went with the same set. And we get a call from Lowe's Saturday morning, which is when we're planning on them, you know, delivering the appliances. And they tell us that apparently they don't inspect the appliances until they go to deliver them. They don't, like most places you would think would inspect, you know, their deliveries as soon as they receive them. But this place does the opposite. They inspect them as soon as they're getting ready to deliver them. So... they said, you know, they opened up the freezer and refrigerator this morning, and it's damaged, and that's the only one that they have, and none of the other local stores have them either. So we're like, oh, this sucks, so it's really confusing, because we moved around our appliances the other weekend, so it's like we got to go all the way out to the laundry room to get to the refrigerator, and there's this random empty spot in the kitchen. It's kind of confusing. It's taken me a while to get used to it, so we got to wait again until next weekend to get... the refrigerator, so it's like more and more waiting. Oh, wells. Well, look, I made it into work and like 7 minutes early. How sweet is that? And I left like 7 minutes late. So I guess that goes to show you take the parkway and could save like 10 minutes time. Even though it's more chaotic, you could tell I was like paying attention or was having to pay attention and got a little confused with what I was saying most of the time. But I mean, it does save time. So definitely since the weather's getting better, I'll be taking the parkway again. From now on, and I know roughly how much time I have to talk about stuff. But anyways, people, it's Monday again. You'll have to bear with me this week. It's going to be tough the week before spring break, but I'll get through it. We'll all get through it somehow. We get through every other week, so there's no reason why we can't get through this one. But yeah, so keep on listening. We have like 75 listeners now. Ridiculous. We went up like 25 listeners since last week. And I really appreciate everyone listening into the show. I think on tomorrow's show, I'm going to help promo a couple podcasts that have been promoing mine. And they're really great ones that I want you all to check out too. I'm currently subscribed to like 11 different podcasts. And yes, I actually managed to find the time to listen to all of them, believe it or not. But, there's some pretty cool ones out there, that I want you all to listen to. So I think I'll talk about those on tomorrow's show. And if there's any other ones that you think, you know, since I want to make a podcast about podcasts that you think I should mention as well, please let me know. Just send me an email. It's charm.amiri@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website and leave a comment on one of the blog posts. Or if you go to my website itself, you'll see a little Gmail button, thanks to Taylor McKnight. So just click that button and you'll open up a new email message to me. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. Okay, wow, we're at 15, almost 16 minutes now, and I'm going to sign off now and head on into the office. Thanks for listening, guys. Take it easy.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit CharmAmiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show.